Today's daf in Masechet Ta'anit, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Chav Dalet. And we were actually right at the bottom of the previous daf. We had finished all the way up to the last line, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, we got up to Rabbi Yossi Bar Ravi. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Ravi, Avashkech Kamed Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukrat. Rabbi Yossi Bar Ravin used to learn in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukrat, who was his rebbe, and he left him. Shavkei v'yata l'kami de Rav Ashi. So he came, instead, to learn by Rav Ashi. So one day, Yom Echad Shamei Tikkur Garis, he hears Rav Ashi saying, Hasholeh dag min hayam b'shabbat, if somebody takes a fish out of the water on Shabbos. Now what this is talking about is one of Richie's fish traps. And the fish had already been trapped before Shabbos. There was no problem of tseda. Tseda was done. Now, all that he wants to do is he wants to take the fish out of the trap and he wants to see how many fish he got. So anyway, he pulls up the trap and as soon, the chiddush is that as soon as there's a dry spot on that fish, the size of a cella, even if he throws it back into the water so that the fish should continue to stay in the trap, that fish is basically dead because he killed him. So even though the fish may flap about for another minute or whatever, once it's already dried out to the point that the gills are dried, it's not going to be able to absorb oxygen from the water. And because of that, he basically killed it. Omar Leis, Rabbi Yossi Bar Ravin said to him, you should explain, sir, Limamar, Ubein Snapi Rav. This is only true where the dry spot is between the fins, because that's where it breathes. Omar Leis, Rav Ashi said to him, you're right, I should have said that, but why are you saying this as if it's your pshat? Don't you hold that that was said by Rabbi Yossi Bar Ravin? Don't you think it's only right to quote him? So Rabbi Yossi Bar Ravin said, well, that's me. So I didn't think I needed to quote him. I am Rabbi Yossi Bar Ravin. So Rav Ashi said to him, what? You're Rabbi Yossi Bar Ravin, but Rabbi Yossi Bar Ravin is a student of Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukrat. So didn't you used to learn by Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukrat Avishchiach Mar? What are you doing here? Omar Leh, yes, I did. So Omar Leh, how did you leave him and come to here? Omar Leh, well, I could tell you. I can't be around that man because he's too dangerous. If he cannot have any kind of rachamim for his own son and his own daughter, I mean, the first thing I do that I get into trouble, I'm dead. He's never going to have rachamim on me, so I figure he's too dangerous to learn from. I'll come to somebody normal because I can't handle it. Well, what was the story? Bremai. Well, the story was like this. Yom Echad, Avi Agri Le'agire B'davra, Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukrat had made a deal with some workmen that they would work for him and he would bring them food. Anyway, Nogaluhu, see, they're all working, it's already evening. Velo Aitele Rifta. He never brought the food, never get becoming very, very hungry. Omrele Levrei, so they said to his son, listen, we're really starving, kafinan. And they were sitting then underneath a fig tree. So his son says, te'ina, te'ina, otzi'i perotayich v'yochlu po'elei abba. So even though it wasn't time for the fig tree to actually bring forth fruit, he said, listen, my father's workers need to eat, so send us some figs. So sure enough, afiku, the tree responded, and it made figs. And they had lots of figs to eat. And meanwhile, his father shows up. So he's really very apologetic. And he says, oh, please don't be upset at me. You shouldn't think that I didn't care. The only reason that I was late, there was an emergency mitzvah that I had to take care of. I've been busy the whole time. And I was like devastated that I wasn't able to get here on time. So here's your food. Omrele, relax. Rachmona lizbacha, ki'echad ha'azba'an barach, halavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make you as full as your son made us full before you came. Don't worry about it. So he says to them, what? How did he have anything to feed you? Mihecha. So they said to him, the amazing story, Omrele, hakach v'kach, Abimaisa, this is what he did for us. So he turns to his son, he says, my son, you had the chutzpah to be matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a tree should give forth its fruit, not at its time, you should drop dead before your time too. Oh, I heard that. I was like, never mind. I'm going somewhere else. And then there was another story. And Brate, my Havi, what finally pushed me out was the Maisa with his daughter. So there was Havi Le Brata Balat Yofi. He had this absolutely gorgeous daughter. And one day, one of the guys is making a little hole through the fence so that he can look at his daughter. So, and he finds him. So Rabbi Yossi sees him. He says, what the heck's going on over here, Mayhi? What are you, a voyeur over here staring at my daughter? Amale Rebbe, im lelokcha lo zachiti. Look, I know I'll never be zeicha to marry a girl like this. She's like way beyond me. But shouldn't I at least have the joy of seeing such a beautiful girl? I mean, what? Don't be upset at me. So, Lir Otalo Eskeh, I shouldn't be Zeicha at least to see her. So he turns to his daughter and says, listen here, my daughter, you're driving people crazy. Come, it's Sa'arta Ulevriata. Why don't you go back to your dust and die? And she did. And it says, the Girsa has Vekachavi, that she actually did, as the Bach puts it. So anyway, when I saw that, I decided, I was out of here, but fast. Sounds like a crazy story. Exact same story happened to me. Can I tell you? I found one of the guys from the yeshiva. It's like, looking, I hear this noise. I go outside, and there's this guy looking through the bathroom where my daughter's taking a shower. I said exactly the same thing. What are you doing here? Oh, gosh. So anyway, it's not so far-fetched at all. Anyway. Other stories about Rabbi Yossi de Min Mukrat, Havilei Ahu Chamra. So he had a donkey, Kedavei Agra Le Koyomi. He used to actually, he owned a rented donkey store. So this donkey would be rented out every day. And in the evening, depending on how long they had kept the donkey, they would put the rental fee on a little, on the back of the donkey in a little box. And it would come home and bring the money. Now, if they put in too much money into the box or too little money into the box, it wouldn't budge until it was the exact amount. And when it got to the exact amount, it went bing, and the donkey started to march off. And this was even before Musk, that it drove itself home. Anyway, so Yom Echad, and there was one time where somebody forgot some sandals on the donkey's back, and it refused to move until they took the sandals off of it. And that was basically the end of forgetting kids in hot cars. So again, all of this technology, it was out there much earlier. So only then it went home. Elazar Ishbirta, then there was this other maisa of this man that used to give a tremendous amount of tzedakah. And this, I mean, some kind of that we know about him because of the Mishnah and Avos, because what he is the one who says over there, to use a slightly different lashon, ish partuta. But in the Mishnah and Avos in Perek Gimel, it says tein lo mishalo shata v'shalcha shalo. So if he's saying whatever it is you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're just giving him what is his anyway, because you're his and everything you have is his. So it's mashma that it's the same person, because what he used to do is any money that he had, he would immediately give out to tzedakah. So whenever the gabayim of tzedakah would see him, they would run and go hide so they couldn't find them. Because every time he found them, komadavi gabayim, he would give everything that he had on him. So yumachad, havisolak l'shukal amizban adunya levarte. So one day he was going out and he was going to buy the Nadunya for his daughter's marriage. And like, this was all the money that he had for his daughter's marriage. So Chazyua Gaboy Tzedakah. So they see him at this, on the street. So they go and they run to hide. Toshamine. He sees them and he chases them and he finds them. Azavarat Batrayu. Amarlo. So he tells them, Ashba Tichu. Bamayaskitu. I'm making you, I swear to God, you got to tell me what it is that you're giving tzedakah for today. Tell me what the whole purpose of the Bhagavata is. I'm really like, well, there's this yatom and yatoma, and we wanted them to marry each other and solve both problems. Oh, amazing, he says to them. Amar lahem ha'avodah. I swear by the Avodas Beis HaMikdash, they for sure come before my daughter. He takes everything that he has, and he gives it to them. And he left one zuz for his daughter. Okay? So he goes with that one zuz, and he buys like a cup of wheat. That's what he's got for his water's daughter, for his daughter's wedding. Forget about the caterer, you understand? And he took that wheat, and he threw it into his silo. So Asik Shadi Ba'achla. So his wife comes home, and she says to the daughter, so what did Abba bring home? I don't see anything here. Oh, so the daughter says, look, I don't know what he brought, but whatever it was, he just threw it, he threw it into the silo. So, oh my God, so she goes to see what it was. Atila miftach bava de'achlava. And she can't get the door open because it's so filled with wheat that the pressure against the door, the wheat is popping out from underneath the door, from besides the door, and she can't even get the door open because it's so much pressure inside from the wheat. Vo miftach bava michite, she couldn't open it up. So Ozla Brarte Levi Midrash, so his daughter was very happy. She heard about the story, so she goes running to the Beis HaMidrash, where her father is, and she says to him, Abba, come see what your lover has given you. Borei ma salacho avcha. He said to her, oh no, avodah, arein egdish alayich. They are usered for you. They weren't given for you. You only have the same amount of schusin as any other poor person. You're poor like everybody else. And therefore, I don't want to get any kind of hanah from Maisa Nisim. That's a terrible thing. You utilize Maisa Nisim, and you use up your schuyot. It's not for us. Now, once Rabbi Yehuda Nesia was the grandson of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, he was Gezer HaTainis, and he's Mispalel, and the rains don't come. Oi, he says, look at the difference between Shmuel HaRamati. We're over there. They didn't even need the rain. He wanted the rain only to make an impression on them. Look, today is Tzichitim. You'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's angry, and he says those words, and that's it. And it starts to rain. You know, look at the difference between Shmuel HaRamati to me, the jerk, Yehuda ben Gamliel. Oy, Lolador Shekin Nitka. Whoa, a generation that is stuck with an idiot like me. Oy, Lola Mishal Tabi Amavkach. Whoa, to anybody born in these days that has to see such a decay and decline in the level of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Cholash Daite, he just felt so completely sick of himself. That's when it started to rain. So then, Otamitra, because the real secret in the rain is the complete hachna of the people. And then, somebody that becomes a Lev Nishbar, he is Zeicher to rain. And once happened that the Devei Nesia gozer ta'anita. So basically, this was the Besdin of the Nasi. And they did not tell Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish that there was supposed to be a fest. But Safra Odi'inu, the next morning, they send a message, you know, today's a fast day. So Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, well, I don't know, I don't think we have to keep the fast, do we? I mean, we were never makabel the fast on us before. We didn't know about it. So, alo kabilna alan miurta. We didn't even know about it to be Makabal, and we said before that if you're not Makabal, a Tainus the day before, so then it shouldn't have a Chiyuv of a Tainus, which of course is really a problem, because but it shouldn't be any different than a guy who goes from a city that doesn't have a Tainus to a city that does have a Tainus. You have to keep it, because anyway, there's a Tainus in town, so if it's your own town, I mean, why is that any better? I think the Achronim speak about this. Maybe the Shaila was only Negea, whether they should fast. That for sure, they was ready to fast, but Reish Lakish held that they shouldn't be mispalel the tefillah of the Tainis, because they were mekabel the Tainis, so, and they're only doing it in terms of the Chumrah to be like everybody else. There's other Tiritzim also. Anyway, Omar Lay, so Rabbi Yochanan said to him, no, it's not true. Anan batrayo geriran, that since this is something that has the din of the Besdin has a right to be koveil what the din is for the entire tzibur, and we are dependent on them. And once happened that the Devei Nesia was gozer tanita, and it didn't help, and there wasn't any kind of rain. So Oshaya was Yirad Bin Chavraya. This was the Oshaya. There were two Oshayas, but this Oshaya is always the one we quote. That is the one who teaches what they came up with in the Chabura. So he was the youngest one in the Chabura. And he said, well, of course, obviously it's not going to rain. I mean, it says in the Pasuk, V'ya'im e'nei ha'edan estalashkaga. Note that the Bezdin is called the eyes of the Tzibur, right? Now, you know what this is like? It's like what people say. If you have a bride, you have a kala, then she's there and people don't know her really. She's there in her father's house. Nobody knows whether maybe there's problems with her. But as long as her eyes are beautiful, you can be sure that if there was any illness or anything else, would have shown up in her eyes, the glow of her eyes and the structure of her eyes. That's the way it is. You can immediately tell how somebody is doing by looking at their eyes. So if the eyes are beautiful, then you don't have to check them out. The moment they nail true thought, but if her eyes aren't functioning well and she's squinting and she's weak, then you better check her out. So obviously that's what's going on over here. The Eneha Eda, look at those eyes. Oh my God. Oh, they stink. You know, so you're wondering why we're not getting rain. I mean, imagine if this is what the eyes are like, what are the rest of the community like? Awful. So, well, obviously, this didn't go down very well with the Bezdin of the Nasi. So, the Avadim came and they take this kerchief, you know, rope wrapped in a kerchief, and they put it around his neck and start pulling. Okay, that's the end of you, man. You don't talk like that about the Nasi. But everybody in the community, Omerlu, B'nai Matya, leave him alone. This guy drives us crazy all the time. He's constantly cursing us out, telling us how terrible we are. And he's a Mitzayerlan. And we put up with him because Kiva de Chazina de Chol Mile L'Shem Shemayim, we finally figured out that he really is totally L'Shem Shemayim. He's got absolutely no personal venue in this at all. So because of that, we put up with him and we don't even tell him anything. No, I'm really Mide, we listen to him. V'shafkina, like, we let him do whatever he wants. You should do the same thing. Atona mishafku. He's okay. I'm telling you, he's okay. Relax. He's a little bit outspoken. But after all, he is the youngest. Rebbe was once Kaiser at Tainus, and it didn't rain. So Ilfa went down to Davin. Remember, we said that every time you go down to Davin, it's the Lashon Mima'amakim. So he went down to Davin, and Rebbe Ilfa says, Mashiva Ruach. And all of a sudden, Lashav Zika. The moment he says the winds blow, the winds start blowing. Morida Geshem, all of a sudden the rain starts falling. So Rebbe said to him, man, oh man, that's pretty impressive. Like, what do you do that you should have such a schus? Amale, well, I'll tell you. Dairana Bakusta Dechika, the Let Becharm Lekidush of Avdalta. I live in an extremely poor area where nobody has money for Kiddush and Abdullah. And I go to unbelievable lengths to get wine every week. And I moitzi the entire tzibur. That everyone should have a kosher kiddush and avdolah. Rav ikla lohu adra. And goes to tanita v'lohata mitra. So Rav once came to this place where there was a drought and he wasn't able to bring any rain. Nochis kamei shlicha de tzibur. So a shliach tzibur, never know, goes down, and he starts the Chazoras HaShatz, and he says, Mashiv HaRuach, the wind starts to blow, Noshav Zika, Merid HaGeshem, the rains come. Omar Leh, so Rav says to him, wow, what do you do? Omar Leh, I'll tell you, I'm a school teacher, you know, and Makrena Levnei Aniyah Kivnei Atirei. So first of all, I will take anybody who needs to be taught. I don't care how much money they have. If a person can't afford to pay me, that's fine. I don't take anything from such a person. But not only that, I've got these fish buns and I make this delicious herring, some of which we've had from Richie. So I have these fish buns. And of course, in those days, the kids used to love the herring, right? So if there's a kid that doesn't want to learn. And he's like a real rebel. So he's a parsha. And I can't get him to sit down and to read. And so what I do is I bribe him. I waved the little herring in front of him. Come, 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 come. All you need to do is read this pasuk, and you get the fish. Anyway, and I keep doing whatever is necessary. Miss Sadrinan, I work out his problems for him. I talk to him. I care about him. If I see him, I make him feel good. Ada ati vikare till he wants to come and learn. And that is the reason that the rain comes for me. And there was another mitzvah with Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman was also Geizer HaTainis once, and he's being mispalel. The rain doesn't come. So he says, okay, everybody, take this jerk Nachman and throw him down from the outside porch, throw him down to the ground, get rid of him. Cholash daitai v'altamitra. The moment that he got sick of himself, that's when the rain started to come. Again, because of the busha and the hachno. That's what brings the rain. Rabba was once Geizer HaTainis, boy rachmi v'lo atamitra. Amrulei. So they said to Rabba, look at you, what are you worth? Rav Yehuda, when he was Geizer HaTainis, the rain used to come right away. How come your tefillos don't help? Amalu my avi, what do you want from me? I mean, look, as far as learning is concerned, imishom tenuye, let me tell you something. They didn't have more learning than we have. We have more learning than them. We're better than that, because in the years of Rav Yehuda, you should know that they were like, you know, the yeshivas in Lita. The only thing they used to learn was Nezikin. So they knew some Baba Kamba, Baba Metzia. Yeah, okay, fine. You ask them anything about anything else, I don't know. They never learn anything else. We're bekiyim in all of the Shisha Sidorim, you know? And I could tell you about Rav Yehuda himself. I mean, the same Rav Yehuda that you're saying, well, yeah, how come you're not as good as Rav Yehuda? He used to come to a Mishnah in Uktzin, like Ishasha Kaveshet Yerek Bikidira, which we learned together, which was the Mishnah about whether something is being pickled, whether it's considered to still have yodais, or because since they get soft in the processing, so then they're no longer functional as a yad. Or when he got to the Zeitim Shekav Sham B'Tarfayim, same, with the same idea. That the leaves of olives, that you put them to preserve them, that then the leaves are not considered to be yodais because of the fact that they're too soft to be able to pick up the olive with, and it's tahar. So Rav Yehuda used to say, oh my God, I mean, these sugyas, they kill me. Why is the Rav Shmulkachazinach? I mean, this sugya is more chomer than all of the kashas between Rav and Shmuel and all the machlokasin that we had in Baba Kama. Man, oh man, I don't understand. V'anan, as far as we are concerned, we have 13 different approaches to Uktzin. Anan kamasina buktzin tleiser matifta. Some take it to mean that there were 13 yeshivas that we have here that all learn Uktzin, and they're bekiyin buktzin, and they win prizes buktzin. Okay, that's not... We had the sugya in Brochus. That's not the way this is explained in Brochus by Rashi, but all right. The Ilu Rav Yehuda, Ki Avishalev Chad Masana. And nonetheless, I could tell you that despite all of our superior learning, if Rav Yehuda would take off one shoe, not both shoes, he was taking off his shoes in order to start being mispalo, immediately it would start raining. And we sit here and we cry all day, Kula Yuma, nobody pays any attention. Okay, so it's not because of the learning. I could tell you that. If it's because of ma'asim, and somebody holds that my ma'asim are no good, and that's why my tefillot are not accepted, I ask of you, please, anybody who knows anything bad about me, should please come and tell me, and we'll take care of it. I haven't found anybody saying anything. So, ik de chaza mine lema. Avamaya su gedole ador. What do you expect the gedole ador to do when you've got a crummy door? She'in doron dome yafe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't think that the generation is kedai to have rain, so it's not going to help me to sit there and daven for them. Rav Yehuda once actually saw two people who were they took a loaf of bread, and they were playing football with the loaf of bread. So he says, oh, well, apparently there's so much bread in the world that people don't have any respect for food. So, Yoyevenai, he looks at them, how they could have such chutzpah, and immediately a famine befell the land. So Amrle Rabbanu Rav Kahana Berev Nechunya Shami. So they asked Rav Kahana, who was the son of Rav Nechunya, he was the one who was Mishamish, Rav Yehuda. So he said to him, listen, please, Mar, Teshkiach Kameh, you see Rav Yehuda all the time. Work it out somehow that he passes by the Shuk. So Na'aseya Delepuk Pepitcha to Samach L'Shuk, and let him go out the side of his house where he has to pass by the Shuk in order to get to the Yeshiva, because we want him to be sensitized to what's going on. So he did. He's walking by the Shuk and he sees a riot. There's a riot going on. People are screaming and arguing. So he said, what's going on over there? Oh, so they said to him, Amrulay, well, what happened is that they were going to start a auction of a bag of dates. So people are ready to kill each other. Oh my gosh, he says. Apparently there's a famine out there. So he tells his shame, take off my shoes. He takes off one shoe and it starts to pour. He's about to take off the other shoe. Eliyahu Navi comes and says, I'm warning you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if you take off his other shoe, the world will be destroyed. That's it. I'm finished. I can't deal with a world where Rav Yehuda is telling me what to do, and I can't keep any of my gezeiros. That's it. He's going to take off that other shoe. Bye-bye. Anyway, so that's the story with Rav Yehuda. Omer of Mori, brother Bat Shmuel, I can tell you, that day I know exactly what happened. I was actually at the Avikaimna Aguda Den Har Papa. I was standing right there on the banks of the river in that area that day that Rav Yehuda did that. And I see these Malachi Ashores that they are taking the form of these sailors on a boat. And they've got this tanker, you know, and they load up this tanker full of sand. And they're loading up the entire boat with sand. And then all of a sudden I see the sand turning into this best quality flour. And it becomes Avikimcha Desamida. It becomes like the finest flour. So everybody comes running and they want to buy. And I warn them. I say to them, do not buy any of this stuff. Mehalotiz benun. Do not take a bit of this. Dudley, you take one sandwich from him, you're dead. Not a piece, you hear me? So there couldn't be anything that these malachim were going to give people around here. So then, Baruch Hashem, I warned them that it was Maisa Nisim, it was going to cost them heavy. So the next day, actually, a big miracle happens that the boats of Parzina showed up, and that was like they had tons of wheat to sell, and there we didn't need the Nisim. Rova once arrived in Agrunia, and there was no rain, so it was Gezer Tainus, and there was no rain. So he says to everybody, okay, nobody should eat now after the Tainus. Go to sleep while you're fasting. And we'll meet tomorrow morning. The next morning they get together, and he says to them, Amar Lahu, if anybody had a dream, I need to hear the dream. So Rabbi Elazar, Mehagronia, said, I had a dream. And in my dream, I hear this proclamation, which says, best regards to a wonderful Rav from a wonderful God who likes to do good things for his people. Oh, so Rabbi says, there we go. That's the kind of dream I was waiting for. I know I don't get regards personally, but okay. So at least somebody got the regards in the dream. So that's a Shmamina Eit Ratzonu. This shows that this is a time of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon in us. Miboy Rachame, and let's daven. So boy Rachme Vasi Mitra. And sure enough, immediately the rains came. There was once a guy, Ahu Gavra, Dechayev Nagda Beveidina de Rova. So once, we're going to see how this is Nogea, Rova's Tvila. So in the Bezdin of Rava, they were going to give this guy Malkas, Minerabona, because he had been sleeping around with this Shiksa, Mishum Dabal Kutit. So what happened? They give him Malkas, and the guy dies. So Ishtama Milta Be Shvor Malkas. So in Shvor Malkas' palace, they hear that this guy Rava went around and he killed somebody. without permission from the Malchus. So they wanted to put Rava in jail, boil it Tzurei L'Rava. So Ifra Hurmis, who was the mother of Shvor Malka, she said, and we know from other Gemaras that she had a very special relationship, Dafka, with Rava. But Bechal with Talmidei Chachamim. So she says to her son, listen, by the way, Ifra Hurmis, that itself, as Rashi brings over here, the Lashon of Ifra Hurmis, is means demonic beauty. So she was totally bewitching, so to speak, right? So Ifra is like Lashon Ben Porat Yosef, Ifra. And Hurmis is the name of this shade. So this, she's like, it's like you say in English, she was bewitching. Anyway, so she warns her son, never start up with the Jews. The command to boy me marayo yovel, anything that they want and they ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, he gives them. You don't want to start up with people like that. So he says to his mother, well, like what? Well, they pray and it rains. Yeah, great. The Indians do dances and it rains too. You know, Mom, I got news for you. When it's the rainy season, the rains come, you know? So it's all very nice, but I think you're confusing the coincidence with causes here. So let me just take care of things, Mom, and you go back to your knitting, okay? So I will be from the Zimna the Mitro, obviously. That's because it's the rainy season, so it rains. I want to see that they really bring rain. It's the middle of the summer. Show me that they bring rain in the middle of the summer. This I got to see. Then I'll be impressed, you know. So Ifra Hurmis gets a message to Rava right away. And she says, listen, you need a lot of kavon in your tefillah. Kavein da'atcha. Uboy rachmi delay se mitra. You need to be mavakish rachamim because it's very important in terms of the relationship with the Malchus over here. So he was mavakish rachamim, and there was no rain. So he realized, look, I mean, I'm asking basically for a nes. I'm not asking for rain. So Amar lefanavi says, Ribono shel olam, Elohim bozneinu shamanu, avoteinu sipro lanu, po'al pa'altayim bimeyem, bimey kedem, the things that you used to do, like for Shmuel Aramasi, it's a reference to that you made it rain in the middle. And that they took for granted that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with them and whatever was necessary he would do. But we were never zeicha to see these kinds of anhogas of nisim. Onu, beineinu lo ra'inu. And sure enough, it starts to pour. And ata mitra at the shofech marzavei tzipori lediglas. The gunners of Tzipori were so full of water that they came all the way to the Diglas River in the middle of the summer. So Rava's father comes to him in a dream, and he says to Rava, Omarle, what kind of chutzpah nyak is that? I never saw a kid with such chutzpah. Mi'ika the mitrach kamishamaya kulehai? Well, whoever has the chutzpah to be matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do nisim for him and to bring the rains at a different time? Omarle, shanei duchtech. Move out of your bedroom tonight. Shanei duchtech, so he did. The next morning, he discovers his bed is all full of knives that were supposed to go through his body. That's a good thing he didn't sleep in that bed. Rav Papa was once Gozer HaTainis, and it didn't rain. Meanwhile, Rav Papa is feeling really physically ill. Cholash libe. So he took a little bit of oatmeal, you know, pinka de daisa. He took like a spoonful of oatmeal just to tide him over. And then he goes and he davens again. There's no rain. So Rav Nachum Baruch Basti says to him, well, maybe if you had a little bit more oatmeal, maybe then there would be rain, you know. Could be you didn't eat enough oatmeal this morning. A little bit of a shtok, to say the least. So he's sorry if Mar Pinka Chriti the Daise. I'm sure it'll rain then. It's just you didn't have enough. So Ichsif, he became so embarrassed. V'cholash Daite, and he became so sick of himself. That's when it started to rain again, like all of the other stories that we had of people that were cholash Daite and Asa Mitra. Yes, Rabbanea, I can see what you're about to do. Rav Chanina ben Dosa was once walking down the street. He's on the road, and it rains. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm sure the whole world is very happy about this rain, but your poor little Chanina is not feeling too good. I'm soaked. Chanina Betzar. So the rain stops. Pasak Mitra. As soon as he comes home, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, you know, the whole world is in pain because they don't have rain for their field. Yeah, little Chanina is doing okay because he doesn't have any fields anyway. So it doesn't matter to him. I mean, but maybe you should look at the rest of the world. So it starts to rain again. Atamitra. Amar Rav Yosef, nu, you see, Mayahani le tzaluta de Kohen Gadol legabi Rav Chanina ben Dosa. The Kohen Gadol's tefillah on Yom HaKippurim, when he was coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, didn't do very much good against the words of Rav Chanina ben Dosa, because the Mishnah said, Ditzan, hayamit palel tefillah katzara bebet achitzon. So when he was coming out, he was in the Heichal, he would say a quick tefillah. What was that quick tefillah? So Ravim Barada Varova Barada the Amrita Vayamish made the Rebuda Yiratsoma Fanacha Shemlokinu Shateya Shana Azu Gishuma Ushekhuna. Now that this is the first part of Tefillah. So the year should be rainy and heated. Wait a minute. Heated? Wait a second. Before we finish, it's good to have a lot of heat. Shekhuna Malyatai Adra Bagriyuti. Why in the world would the Kohen Gadol ask for a hot year? No. The Tefillah was, if the Shana will be a Shana Shekhuna, so please make up for it by giving a lot of Geshomim and a lot of Tal. So it'll be Geshuma Utulula. But now, the part that's important to us is the next piece of the Tefillah. The next piece of the Tefillah goes like this. Va'al yikanes lefanecha tefillat ovrei drachim. People who are on the road and are suffering from the rain, please don't accept their Tefillahs and don't make it stop raining. We need that rain. Ravacha Bereda Rav Messiah Mishmeda Rav Yehuda Lo Yadeh Avichulton of the Beit Yehuda. There should be never an end to the Resh Galusa, or at least over there we still have people that are able to have some level of Malchus. Va'ayamcha Yisrael Tzrichim Litparnezem Yizeh V'lo Lamacher. And we shouldn't need to be Mekabel Tzedakah from one another or from any other nation. Anyway, you see that when Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa asked, even though he was on the road, then it didn't do any good for the Kohen Gadol to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't listen to people that are walking. Omer v'yidam rav, you know, v'chol yom, every single day, a bat kol comes out, min ha-shamayim, and says, kol olam kulo nizon b'shvil Chanina b'ni, v'chanina b'ni, dayo b'kav charuvim mi'erev Shabbat l'erev Shabbat. The entire world is given all of its parnasa in the schus of Chanina, my son Chanina. And yet, my own son Chanina, all he has to live on from one Erev Shabbos to the next is 1 pound of carobs. That's how poor he is. And Haviragila Davitu is so poor that his wife, used to every Erev Shabbos, she would heat up a tanur with the kind of wood that smokes a lot. So it looks like she's baking. You know, so she wanted the neighbors to think that they have enough money for food for Shabbos. So she would put in like wood that would make a lot of smoke. And Shadia Aktarta, she would put in something that made a lot of smoke in there. Mishum Kisuba, because she was so embarrassed that they never had anything to cook for Shabbos. So she had a really rotten neighbor, Havila Hakshivavta Bishta, who says to herself, you know, I know they don't have a penny. What is all of this smoke garbage? It's probably just a cover-up. So Yadana Deletu Velomidi Maikulehai. So she goes and she knocks on the door, Davka, on the Erev Shabbos when all of the smoke is coming out of Tanur. You know, pretend she wants to borrow a cup of sugar or something. She wants to see what's going on. So Ichsefas, Reb Chanina's wife, was so embarrassed that she goes, Va'ayla Lindruna. So she goes into her bedroom. Meanwhile, the neighbor walks in, and a miracle happens. The Chazir Tanur Malay Lachma. This neighbor walks into the house, and she sees a whole oven full of bread, and there's a whole kneading container there that hasn't been put in yet. It's full of dough. And she calls, hey, Planita, quick, go bring the shovel that you used to take off the pitot from the oven. Your bread is starting to get burned. So she shouts from the door of her bedroom, Yeah, that's where I am. I went to get a shovel. I ran to get a shovel. Tana, and it says that the Tana taught that she did. She actually did go to get a shovel. Then afila vi marda nichnisa, b'pleshe muhumenet benisim. She was so used to these types of nisim happening to her in the schus of her husband, Chanina ben Taisa, that she was sure she wasn't going to be put into a position of embarrassment, and she actually did go to get it. And she says to Reb Chanina ben Taisa, Omra le Davito, how long are we going to have to live like this? I mean, it's just horrifying. Omar le, so he said to her, what would you like to do? Well, why don't you daven? Everything that you ask for, you always get. So ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you something that's worth a lot of money. So Reb Chanina davens, and a hand comes out from the sky and hands him a leg from a beautiful golden table, and it's made out of solid gold, and it's worth $1 million. So Chazoy Bechelma, so he says to his wife, yeah, so here's what we got. But I can want to tell you a little dream before we pawn the table leg, you know. I saw a vision that Le'olam Haba, all of the tzaddikim are sitting around and they're eating at beautiful golden tables. And every one of them has like a tripod leg. It has tlas kari, which is obviously connected al shloisha dvorim, Le'olam Oymed. But I see you eating at a table that only has two legs. Oh my gosh. So she said to him, is that okay? You think that that's okay? That's, we should have this and we should go ahead. It's a little bit strange because why does she say to him and who had the dream? There's different kirsaot according to which it was the wife that had it and she asked him what it means and he explained. But in any event, she says to him, I mean, obviously now I understand that this is horrible. So, what do we do? Pray to Hashem that he should take it back from you. So this is what he needed, you understand, because in order to get your wife to agree to something, it's got to be her idea. So that accounts for the strange girsaot. So she had to tell him, go and be Miss Powell to take the leg back. Oh, okay, if you're sure that that's what you want, okay. So he goes and he's Miss Powell. And sure enough, this hand comes out and takes it back. Tana, gadola ya neis acharon yoter min arishon. The first neis was nowhere near as big as the second neis where they take it back, because we have a Kabbalah that min hashamayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives things. They never take things back. So the mei v'yavei mishkal lo shakli. So for Reb Chanina ben Taisa to get them to take it back, and now it should be transformed from a golden table leg in Olam Hazeh to value in Olam Haba is unbelievable. And afal pikein, that was the neis that he was zeichet to.